Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., from Capitol Hill, from the Heritage Foundation. And we got an entrepreneurship and development symposium going on here today. And it's all about entrepreneurship. It's all about entrepreneurial leadership, not only in the United States, but around the globe. And somebody who's not today, not part of the symposium, but is very much a part of helping folks like you and me become better leaders as entrepreneurs, is our good friend Trudy Jean Evans. Trudy Jean is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back almost 10 years. She is the president of the Raven Group. She's the author of an outstanding book, The Pied Piper Principle. It's all about leadership. And she's our good friend, Trudy Jean Evans. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, Trudy, the funny thing is on, when I first met you, your book had the name Trudy Jean Evans on it. And I started calling you Trudy Jean, but nobody else calls you Trudy Jean, right?
No, it was really the first time that I ever actually, posted my middle name. I always went by Trudy Evans. And after you did that, so many people that listened, because I promoted the station and people were listening on their own, started to call me Trudy Jean. So now I have Trudy Jean Evans on my blog. I have it on my Twitter. I'm Trudy Jean Evans on my LinkedIn. And it's all thanks to you.
Well, I've got this thing about helping people with their brands, and now you've got this distinctive brand, don't you?
I do, but I'm not paying you for it.
Hey, okay, you saw where I was going, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I knew right where you were going with that. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Trudy, one of the things that you do a lot of work on is leadership, and you're re-releasing the Pied Piper book to focus on leadership. And, you know, we've heard a lot over the years about something called servant leadership. And I call it aggregation leadership. And by that, I mean, if you subordinate your own leadership just for a little bit so that you can let other people succeed, your employees, your customers, et cetera, if you just take one step back and let them go first, it's amazing what can happen, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You just mentioned my other book. The book I have right now is The Pied Piper Principle: Lead and They Will Follow. And that's a book that's based on going from superstar to supervisor, somebody new in a managerial role. Today I'm working on The Pied Piper Principle: Lead and Your Business Will Follow. And it's all about addressing the small business owner. And the very first principle is their success is your success. I truly believe that the great leaders of today put the customer first, they put the vendor first, and they put the employee first. When you dedicate your life on the success of others, you are guaranteed to be successful in your own life and business. And that's
now, it's a little tricky. It's a little tricky when you put the vendor first because you're their customer. So Trudy Jean, if they're following your advice, then you got you and your vendor saying you first. So
well,
I think it's okay if we let the vendors let us be first.
You know why I don't agree? Because I think too many times what the vendor, you know, people don't realize your reputation lays within all those three groups. And so if you're a late pay or you don't follow through on your end of the deal, your reputation is out there with that vendor. And my point is to create a win-win relationship so that, of course, you're going to benefit out of the relationship, but of course the vendor is. Nobody takes that approach, and that's why I think it's so important, because it is different.
Especially if you've got a vendor who is capable of being a partner. I tell my customers, I'm not looking for business, I'm looking for partners.
Everything I put together is always about mutually beneficial partnerships.
Yeah.
So again,
yeah.
if you enter into a mutually beneficial relationship with your vendor, with your client, and your employee, it's always a win-win. And if you could then take it to the next step and say, if I dedicate my success on your success, and I want to see my vendors successful. Of course, I mean, why wouldn't I want my vendors to be successful? Because again, it always goes back to you want your employees successful, you want your business successful. It just goes hand in hand. I was having a conversation last night, with a business owner, and she has a lighting company, and she said, I hate managing people, but she loves mentoring. And I said, what's the difference? And she goes, oh, I just hate managing. I said, you know what the difference when we talked? She looks at difficult employees managing. When she has great employees, she looks at mentoring. So when you think about it as a business owner, if you surround yourself with great employees and you're only looking out for their success, and the more you make them successful, what happens? In turn, your business becomes more successful.
Well, this is one of the things this is back to my concept of aggregation leadership. When I say aggregation, I'm talking about aggregating the success of all the people around you, which is what you're talking about.
Right.
So many times, way too many times, I see business owners who can't subordinate their own ego. They can't wait to be able to claim the glory, so to speak, and claim the cash. That they don't look at the people around them and they don't see them as really the foundation for their success. And if you can subordinate your own ego just for a little bit to let others succeed in their own way, in their assignments, help them. You know, to me, the great leaders help other people to be successful in their assignments, and then they aggregate the success of all the people around them.
You know, two things off of your points. First of all, I do a lot of work in DISC, which is, you know, a personality skill assessment, much like
right.
Myers-Briggs. And the basic principle behind most great leaders is they're dominant. You know, they have the high D personality, and that high D has an ego, and that's the risk taker and the entrepreneur. So it's only natural that they have that tendency to be able to drive their business forward because of their egos. And it's when they
right.
come to that realization that natural tendency hurts them in situations like you just said, and making sure that you've empowered your employees, that's a big paradigm shift for them. So, yeah, I think you have a very, very valid point about that. And that's exactly back to the when that happens
sure.
and you let your employees move forward, again, if you keep it in mind that their success is predicated on my success and my success is predicated on theirs, you have a very different, a very big shift in the way you are.
Trudy Jean, hold that thought. We're going to come back with Trudy Jean. I'm going to ask Trudy Jean if she'll give us some examples of how she's seen this work before. It's 20 after. Trudy Jean Evans is our guest. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.